on the sea, somewhere waiting for me.
Welcome to episode 55 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. Tonight we're going to try several beers from Heavy Seas Brewing, as well as another. And we have some special guests with us. Say hello, Gail, Nancy, and Monty.
This is Monty. Hi.
Yo.
No, he said say hello. Hello, Nancy.
Follow the directions.
Hello, Nancy.
They're simple.
Or don't get invited
back. We're
not
simple.
So we had to add an extra beer because we lost one of our vertical.
Yeah.
Because it was our pregame.
I might have.
So we're a little looser than normal because we started off with our session IPA called Crossbones, which we all found delicious and wonderfully light golden in color, fine finish, and a great session IPA. Now moving on.
Now we're going to drink beer from Heavy Seas Brewing Company out of Baltimore, Maryland. This is Cutlass Amber Lager.
Hmm. Everybody, the traditional, every brew pub in the 90s had an amber lager.
Kind of a cloudy, what color is that?
Ooh. Orange.
Somebody
say oak?
You
did
can say drink
oak?
It.
What color do you see?
No.
Is that
oak,
is
oak
that,
color?
It's a good orange amber color.
In this lighting, yeah, that's what I'd call it.
Has a caramel malty smell.
Yep, a little bit.
Not getting a lot of hops.
No?
It's kind of like ice cream.
Bit.
Mmm, it's fruity.
You know what? I'm having a little. Yeah, I got.
What
I
do
got
you think, Nancy? Food. You already chugged yours, so.
That was not dainty.
Don't worry, we're not recording. What were your thoughts on the beer?
Yeah, it was. Again,
she drank it.
It was lovely.
It was clean to the last drop, Monty.
It's, I don't know, you. It's a little hoppy to me.
You get some hops on this?
Yeah.
Really?
Monty.
I think. Uh-oh. What are you going to say? What did you have to say about you?
I think it tastes clean, crisp. There's not a lot of malty to it. I thought there'd be a little bit cloying on the sweet. It's not. It's a good finish.
It's a little bit of kind of biscuitiness, I think.
You got the biscuit? Mm-hmm. I'm not getting the biscuit, but I did poison my palate with a spoonful of...
What is this?
Yingling ice cream.
Yeah, Yingling espresso chocolate chip. So I might be...
It does poison the palate.
During Prohibition, a number of breweries had to find other things to do with their facilities, and some of them, a lot of them, produced ice cream.
Is that right?
No.
A little fun fact for you.
Really?
Well, there you go. That explains a lot.
Thank you, Monty, for getting that ice cream.
Explains a lot.
So, another fun fact that I've learned today... I don't know if that should save this for beer experiences, but apparently there's a new trend of software development breweries.
What?
They do software development during the day, and they brew also during the day, apparently. And they're making beers and code. And I thought to myself, what a fucking cool combination. Right. Like, why are we not doing that? So just, you know, put that one in your back burner. If we can get Jeff and Matt together and do software and he can build infrastructure on demand and, you know, that kind of be a cool gig, right?
Sounds good to me.
No? Yes, you're not even making eye contact, so I don't think you're interested.
I'm checking the show notes.
Oh, all right.
Code
beer. We didn't make any show notes for this one.
Well, I'm checking last episode show notes.
Good news is, in about 10 minutes, the guy from Whole Foods, who won the Harpoon Brewery, will be showing up. Because Joanna stopped by earlier and said he would be over here. Right?
No.
No, you can't whisper if they can't hear that.
No.
Oh. All right, then. So, Chris, what are your thoughts on the beer?
I don't know. There's not too much to talk about with it. It's an amber lager, light.
Didn't do anything for you?
It's all right.
You know who had a good amber? The beer I forgot to bring tonight.
Let me just read from the bottle what they say. Brewed with pale crystal, Vienna, and Munich malts, this amber lager boasts a toasted biscuity flavor. Oh, there you see, I said biscuity even. Perfectly balanced with noble hops, yielding a well-rounded, smooth drinking beer. What's that?
All right, let me taste it.
It was a pretty smooth drinking beer. It's a nice table beer, whatever.
I like the ice cream better.
The beer ice cream.
Yingling does a good job with their ice cream.
All right, Monty, come on. Bottoms up, pal. We gotta move on to the next one.
All right. Excuse me.
So what is that concoction you're drinking, Nancy?
I don't think you want to know, but it's... Since you asked...
It's a dirty sangria.
No, it's a poor man's sangria.
A dirty poor man's sangria.
I thought a dirty sangria is like something on... If you looked up on... what is that called?
Urban Dictionary.
A dirty sangria would be something you can't talk about.
Dirty sangria. Oh, God.
That's too funny.
Oh, no.
So what's a poor man's sangria?
Poor man's sangria is disturbingly... lowbrow.
I learned what that one was. That's funny.
It's wine.
It's gross.
Wine.
Lemonade.
Is this you, Mike?
Wine and lemonade. So like a shandy.
Water and orange juice.
So it's a wine spritzer with some sugars.
Kind of like a punch.
A wine punch.
You want a Hawaiian punch? Pop. So do you know what the origin of a Hawaiian punch is?
This at 8 this
drinking,
morning?
So
yeah. No. Okay.
I didn't hurt myself enough anyway.
Nobody got Chris's insult.
Right, I thought it was extra there for whoever might.
You requested to find out if you started drinking that at 8 this morning or not.
Oh, no, I didn't.
But do you know what a Hawaiian punch is?
No.
Is that an Urban Dictionary?
It is not. Or well, probably there's a new definition there. But now Hawaiian Punch apparently is back in the day when people were surfing. If you went where the locals surfed, they'd give you a Hawaiian Punch, you know, for being in the wrong place. Yeah, this is the locals only beach. And hoppa! Get off this beach.
That doesn't sound like a surfer.
You're right. No. But yeah, come on, I saw a point.
That guy
that
caught off that great white shark.
That whole movie was real.
Right? It was.
And that... Not only that, but the guy
who punched
in Australia, the Australian
in South Africa.
In South Africa, who fought off a great white shark.
Yeah, they caught it on film, and the shark came, and he's like, "Hey, get off me!" Bop, bop.
Don't show up in your shark costume.
Well.
Anyway,
okay. Sharks are cool.
Our next beer is called Powder Monkey Pig.
Powder Monkey.
Another beer from Heavy Seas Brewing.
Does that make anybody giggle?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore.
So
anything with the word ball or monkey in it is funny, and this is Powder Monkey from Baltimore, Maryland. That's two giggles in one name.
I think
I
might have had this before at Three Nines. I think Stan might have gotten some of this.
This looks kind of the same as the last one.
Isn't Heavy Seas out of Baltimore?
Yeah.
So that would make sense.
I've been to the brewery.
Out by Ellicott.
It's very, yeah,
very
it's
cool.
Jessup.
So you probably did have this out there.
Yeah.
So this is a little darker brown, not much more
it's
than
the
amber.
It's about the same. Still cloudy, not
a little
super
darker. Yeah. Getting a different scent though, not the sweetness of in the malt.
I get some of those earthy notes, earthy hops notes. That's what I smell.
So this is just a pale ale though, right? Not an IPA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gil said it smells like beer, and I agree.
It does smell like beer. This is 4.8% alcohol by volume.
It's got a little more effervescence than the last one. I like this. This has got a nice flavor. It's a little bitterness. It's malty, but it's not too bitter.
It's definitely more of an English style.
It's a little bitter.
But it's not as it's more bitter than an English style ale.
Yeah.
It's not as smooth as a Bass or some of the other English pales.
What do you think, Monty?
I like this, actually. Yeah. Yeah,
it's got a little bite
it's very,
to it.
Just a little bite, not a lot of bite.
Yeah, it's very subtle, the flavor, but I like it.
It's probably what IPAs used to taste like before they went over the top.
Right,
yeah.
Right, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Named for the young sailors who hefted bags of gunpowder to the cannon. All right, this traditional English-style pale ale is charged with earthy hops and a firm malt character.
I agree. It had nice malt and a earthy overtone, and there you go.
I've been to
is a good word
the Clipper City or Heavy Seas Brewery in Baltimore, Maryland. It's very good. Worth a visit there.
I preferred that was better than the first one, yeah.
Yeah, a little more flavor to it.
Do you know what's good? Crossbones.
Yeah, that was good.
But we started off with our session IPA before the show.
So do you have any stories, Mike, for this
recent
week?
Beer experiences? Well, or all of them are West Virginia, and I need to save them for the West Virginia episode.
Do you have any articles?
Articles. I do have... Oh, right. Listomania.
Listomania!
15 small breweries in the U.S., well worth a sip. I know this guy, a good friend of mine, who schedules all his vacations and his destinations around interesting beer sites and meccas. Do you know anybody like that, Chris?
I do that sometimes.
That would be you. You are the guy I was referring to. So here, in case you haven't made vacation plans for this,
let me get my notepad out. Does it still exist?
Why does it start with number one? You know what I don't like about the new internet when they have these BuzzFeed lists and all these other things? Like, they're so inundated with ads.
And it's page load for each thing?
Yeah, and you don't know where to click to actually get the thing that you want to see.
Yeah.
You end up clicking on the wrong area, and you're viewing an ad or something right here. View ad. Like, no, I don't want to view ad. I want to know the next freaking thing on the list. It starts with number one.
Sounding old.
I am old. 15 small breweries in the U.S., well worth a sip. Edit in that part I said about a friend thing, if we get that going there. And then we go back to list. So we're going to do something a little different this episode.
Okay.
We're going to go backwards. We're going to start with number one.
Whoa.
Yeah. Because we know, if you're listening to this, you must like us, because otherwise you would have tuned out around episode 3.
We don't want to keep you waiting.
So we're going to deliver the money shot right at the beginning. Number one, Stone Brewing Company.
Oh, I've been there.
Escondido? Is that how you pronounce that?
Escondido.
California, English, Spanish word. Escondido, California. Founded in 1996, Stone Brewing Company is most famous for its Stone Pale Ale. Their limited releases include smoked porter infused with vanilla beans. That sounds good. And that sounds like, that's like Sherry's favorite beer right there, right? Mm-hmm.
Vanilla porter.
Coffee milk stout. And do these hops make my beer look big? Don't miss their bourbon barrel aged Arrogant Bastard Ale. I love Arrogant Bastard. You are what you drink. Known for its innovative style, unique collaborations, and reliably great beers, Stone Brewing Company also features tours that are popular with travelers and Chris Steinig.
Yep. Been there. Beautiful brewery. They have a great restaurant there. They have like hiking trails off of the brewery too.
So
it's pretty cool.
Where is Escondido?
It's outside of San Diego in the foothills of the
San Diego?
Yep.
You know what, that's German. Yes. I don't know. We already covered that one.
What's next?
Wales what?
Did you find the right button to click on?
I did. Number two. Another great brewery. Bell's Brewery, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Mm-hmm. I got a girl in Kalamazoo. Who's that? Glenn Miller? Right. No? Okay. Ever been to Kalamazoo, Michigan?
No.
You? No? Ever heard of it? Yes. Ever heard Glenn Miller's I Got a Girl in Kalamazoo? KALZ. From my mom. Nice. Kalamazoo?
Nice, so your mom joke.
No? Kalamazoo?
I have not visited recently.
I have not been. How about Bell's Two Hearted Ale? Anybody? Yeah, anybody? Yes, that's great beer. Stuff. You? All right. I need my reading glasses. I really can't read this.
Don't read it word for word.
That's fine. Just move on to the next one.
Bell's has been producing extraordinary craft beer since 1983.
Cool.
You know what else came out in 1983? Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Return of the Jedi. Can you think of a better year for movies than 1983?
Probably.
All right, then. It's Two Hearted Ale has been voted one of the top 5 beers in the country. I concur. Touring the brewery or eating at its eccentric cafe is a treat. The food and beer perfect complement each other. See? Beer does go with food. Monty over here thinks beer goes with events as opposed to food.
Au contraire.
Okay, let's get on this debate and forget the list.
Beer goes much better with food.
Which foods do you
prefer? Any
kind
of food.
Grilled cheese.
Pizza.
Grilled cheese. You know why beer is good with cheeses? And not just grilled cheese, but any kind of like cheese tasting, which you traditionally do with wine.
Did you say lime? Did you say a lime? Was that a Freudian slip?
That's one thing, but also the carbonation in the beer will clean off the cheese from your... mirror mouth, and then you can taste the cheese more than technically.
It's better drinking cheese with beer than with wine?
Yes, much better.
Interesting.
Wow. That's why beer cheese is the best dip.
Yes. I went to a tasting competition. They had a wine sommelier and a beer sommelier, and they paired wine and beer with each course of the 5-course meal or something. And then at the end, you had to like decide which you preferred, the beer or the wine. And like 75% of the people chose the beer over the wine.
And where was this?
Portland, Oregon.
It was in D.C. It was somewhere in D.C. It might have been a National Geographic tasting thing or something like that.
But was it during D.C. Beer Week?
I don't know.
Will you share with me your recent beer experiences at D.C. Beer Week?
I didn't have any.
Yeah. And you know what I did for D.C. Beer Week?
What?
I left the area and went to Shenandoah Valley and then West Virginia.
There you go.
What did you guys do for D.C. Beer Week?
I don't know, because I don't know when it was.
He went to D.C. that whole week.
Yeah?
Did you drink any beer?
Did you have any beer at all, or were you
I think I had not a one. I had no understanding.
I don't think we should even have a beer podcast anymore. Like, our local area...
We should probably be fired.
It was, like, the largest beer event in the area.
Yeah.
And we didn't even attend or think to attend.
I thought about it.
Do you remember in the old days when we would go to a Virginia brew festival that was out of the way?
Where the moon bounce collapsed?
Yeah. And we would take we would go across a ferry.
That was awesome.
That's good stuff. Get your brother. Get him to safety. Don't let him die in the corner.
At least it didn't fly off into the distance.
That is true. Shall we go on beyond number two?
Yes.
We're
only on number two. Okay, what's next?
Moving on. Number three. Wow. Three Floyds. That's another good one.
Yep.
Munster, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Three Floyds. Don't. Just
no,
stop right
know,
there.
No,
just
yes.
keep going.
People
just
know, they can Google it.
They can figure it out. Well, they. Yeah, all right, fine.
You can. Well, we should give credit to the proper source
and we're
the source would be destinationtips.com.
Okay.
I don't know how I got this list, where it came from, but I saved it up. Number four. Oh! This is funny for us. Inside joke and all. Tell me what number four is.
I don't know.
Come on, what's our inside joke? What is our
Harpoon?
Running gag? It's right. It's Harpoon.
I've been there.
Harpoon Brewery, Boston, Massachusetts. Recently, one of our guests was part of a contest, and they won the ability to brew a beer at Harpoon Brewery. Mm. And next week, we will have them on the show. We've said that every week.
We probably will.
Years.
Really?
Well, it's not funny anymore. All right, let's go to number five and then get on to the next beer.
I've had this somewhere, too.
Harpoon Brewery, very nice. Right in the water in...
it's the heavy season again, right?
What was that, in the south part of Boston or something?
Number five.
Wow,
you've been here, too. Shipyard Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah, Shipyard in Portland, Maine. I've been
Portland, Maine.
Are you supposed to sit on
there? These bar stools?
Yeah. That looks horrible.
Looks terribly uncomfortable.
No, I believe those
That's
are the gauges
brewing.
For their tank.
I was going to say,
okay.
What are you talking about?
I mean, you could probably sit on those. But as you said, they look horribly uncomfortable.
I'm telling you, they look like the worst bar stools ever.
For some reason, these gauges are set all wrong this evening.
And the smell. I don't know. Anyway, Shipyard Brewing Company, number five. So what did you
Gail walking. Can I sit here? Can I sit? Ma'am, those are not chairs.
Can I set the temperature down 2 degrees? Yank. So what are we drinking, Chris?
All right, our next beer from Heavy Seas Brewing. This is Loose Cannon IPA.
Now I'm smelling cat pee, but I'm not quite sure if it's a beer or just
say,
in general.
It could be the hops.
Beer has... A smell that's...
Cat pee is a smell that you can attribute to hoppy beers.
Is it? Are you smelling cat pee? I'm not even kidding.
Actually,
smell your beer. Do you smell cat pee?
I was
like
smelling
my,
Old Bay first. I was smelling
like
Old Bay.
My basement, which is cat pee.
You smell old, you smell like an old, almost like Old Bay.
I do not smell Old Bay.
Or fishy.
Cat pee, fishy. That's just an excellent descriptor.
Oh, that Rusty died.
Yes.
Yeah. That smells all right. I don't smell cat pee.
full of flavor.
So I do have another announcement to make. Though. A little toast here before we go into the sip. One of our pets passed away.
Uh-oh. Oh. Should we pour a little
in
out?
In my hands.
Which one?
In Gail's Rusty. Hands because she strangled it to death.
I mean, Chum, because I pulled him out of the aquarium. No.
Wait, who was Rusty?
She was tired of cleaning up his cage, so she pulled him out of the cage, throttled him until he stopped breathing.
First George Wallace or whatever. What was the other
George Wallace.
Charles
Wallace.
George Wallace.
And now, yeah, Rusty has passed on.
Another guinea pig.
We are down to a single pet, a Carnival one-year-old goldfish from the Montgomery County Fair, which is currently in progress.
His name is Chum.
And has no craft beers.
Do you want a dog or a couple of cats? We got some for you.
So, Loose Cannon, fine IPA.
Yeah, this was one. This is an IPA that I often buy the six-pack of and just as my regular drinking beer.
It's got a lot of flavor.
I think it's got a lot going to it because it doesn't have that Pacific Northwest pininess.
It's a nice balance IPA. It's not too crazy in the hops, not too crazy on the malt. So,
but I got to say, in comparison to Powder Monkey, or maybe I should save this for the end wrap-up.
It's 7.25.
It's pretty heavy. It's got that boozy thing, too.
Right. Our Loose Cannon Hop 3 Ale is opulently hopped 3 times in the brewing process, herbal and aromatic. An amazingly graceful American IPA.
I agree. It's an American IPA and it's amazingly graceful. That's an excellent description. But the Powder Monkey, smoother, less of the less of the heavies going on.
Right.
Very good.
What are you looking for? Yep.
Did we go through 5 of those cities?
We did go through 5 of those cities. We finished up at number 5, which was Shipyard Brewing Company with the really comfortable bar seats / steam gauges.
All right, let's drink the final beer of the evening. We have one to top things off. Wow. This is not from Heavy Seas, though, guys. This is Alpha Dog Imperial IPA from Laughing Dog Brewing out of Ponderé, Idaho. I don't know.
Ponderé? Is that like anywhere near Ponderosa?
No. It's in Idaho. Is that where Ponderosa is?
No, Ponderosa. That's from Bonanza.
I gotta finish this one here.
The Ponderosa.
Mike. So we're drinking this out of a 22. I've seen this beer before, but I don't know anything about this brewery or the beer. But it's a double IPA, so I expect it.
Gil, did you want another drop?
Very
strong. It has. Okay. In contrast to the last 3 beers that we've had, it has a magnificent head.
Nice kind of caramel.
Tiny bubble.
You know what happened to the head, though, partially, is that I just poured it a little bit early.
Oh, that is
time.
A nice pine and lemon.
Yeah, I get the...
That's like a lemon cake.
Like furniture
Lysol.
Cleaner.
Yeah, Lysol. Yeah. So it's pine, a little pledge.
Yes. Well, I hear it.
Wow, that's really, really, really a strong bouquet there.
Whoa.
Does this flavor go with that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Really?
Is it really limey?
It's like drinking a pine tree or something.
What did that band in West Virginia say?
That is different.
Whoa.
About pine trees and something?
Yeah, they were a very European blend beer where they're like, is it so much hops, tastes like grapefruit juice and pine trees.
This is very, very, has a strong bitterness.
I don't think there's any malts at all. This is all hops. And it's very intriguing flavor. It does.
It's so different.
Doesn't say anything on the bottle at all. Yeah, this is going to kind of clear your...
Tastes poisonous.
Gail, just take a taste and give your opinion.
I don't want it.
It takes the enamel off of your teeth a little bit.
I can tell I don't want
it. It's definitely, it's got a strong, bitter...
It can give you cavities.
But it's sweet on top of all the other things.
Oh, that's wait. Let me try to detect that sweetness.
There are very few IPAs that I like,
especially Imperial IPAs.
Yeah. Huh. All right, I taste a little bit.
Taste a little what?
A little sweetness. Bit of that sweetness, but really, what I notice is the bitterness.
No, this whole thing tastes like a lemon cake beer to me.
There's bound to be some sweetness in there. With, did they have the alcohol percent? Oh, 8.5%. That's not as crazy as it could have been, but.
Yeah.
It tastes like lemon cake to me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't get the bitterness that you guys are getting.
Bitterness. Bitter.
I get, yeah, it tastes like furniture cleaner.
Yeah.
And trees.
Yeah.
It's very good.
I mean, I honestly, I do like it.
That's but pretty
it,
awesome.
It is very, very, very piquant and potent.
I don't know if I could drink the whole this whole bottle though, by myself.
I will try, right. And I'll let you know.
Right. It, I mean, the flavor is it's totally very strong. Distinctive. This totally is a, distinctive.
This is a good one to drink with a group of people.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, in small doses.
The more I have, the more I taste the sweetness you're talking about, though.
Right? See? I told you. As it,
I think that,
as it warms up,
as it warms up, it gets, right. It gets that sweet finish. The bitterness, it finishes bitter.
It also finishes bitter, but initially it hit me the bitterness, and it, at the end it does. But now, there's definitely...
In the middle, there's that lemon cake, right? That sweet...
I don't know about lemon cake, I hear that there is some... But it's... unique to me. I mean, I don't drink as many beers as you guys do, but that's...
It's all about quantity and quantity.
What are you doing there, Mike? You looking up an article for us?
I do have an interesting article, and I had wanted to bring it up because it was related to DC Beer Week.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, in March, that thing that everybody gets crazy about... It's called March Madness.
Oh.
And whether you understand that thing with the balls and the peach basket, where they throw it into the peach basket.
Yep, with the colleges.
They have colleges and stuff.
And I don't really care about it unless Maryland's in there.
Right, and most people are like that. They only care about their alma mater and or this random bracket. Well... Apparently, our local news station,
WTOP
Radio News.
Well, I think it's a multimedia platform, as I'm going to their website.
Internet.
So it's more than just the radio, but they were the all news radio station in the DMV, as we like to call ourselves, which I refer to as the MVA. And then I was like, I don't get how it works if I call it the MVA. It's like, oh no, I meant the DMV. There was a WTOP's local beer bracket. So they created a bracket for the beer week, and they were lining up all the beers. And
who won?
Having people vote on each one. So, God damn it. I do not like the internet.
The internet is horrible.
So they... In the D.C. region, they had D.C. Brow versus Capital City Brewing, which you referenced a couple of weeks ago as not getting a lot of props. Well, they got beat out in the first round by D.C. Brow.
Ouch.
They had Right Proper versus...
Right Proper's...
Outlaw Brew Works.
Right Proper's a new one, yeah.
And Outlaw Brew Works.
Atlas. Oh,
they were picking a specific brew from each of these places. I said Atlaw.
Atlas?
A-T-L-A-W.
Oh.
How would you pronounce that?
Atlaw.
That's what I said.
I've never heard of that.
Right? Well, we're going to get some of that. But DC Brow, the Citizen, beat out Capital City Brewing Amber Waves Ale.
Yeah.
Right Proper Ornette Grisette lost to Rowdy Rye from Atlaw Brewers.
It's Atlas. That's Atlas Brewing.
Right Proper.
Blue Jacket Forbidden Planet lost to Barbo and Marion Barry Lambic.
The Bardo.
I'd like to try the Marion Barry Lambic just for the fun of it. Port City Optimal Wit, which is an overpriced beer but is really good, beat out Star, Southern Bear, and Pillar Brown Ale. You know why? Because it's a brown ale.
Yeah, why did they put different styles up against each other? That doesn't make sense.
Oh, God damn this.
So if you don't like the style, it's like, what style do I like more?
This is really
cool. Can Trump save America?
Apparently not. Not on the internet.
I don't want this bracket to be clickable.
It's just there.
Oh, God damn it!
For a second. You had it. There it is. Make it small, though. I can help you read it.
He needs his glasses.
I can help you read it. Just get it open with the small letters. I can read it for you. It's okay.
Stop.
It's not your fault.
Stop coaching me.
It's not your fault.
It's the same way you placate my
Touch
sister.
It over there. Touch it over
there. This is the worst episode ever. Come on, goddammit. I just opened this in a new
You're
going
to be editing for hours.
This one might take a while.
Lots of edits.
That beer.
Well, we'll just leave off the one bracket. Next week, we'll talk about the second half of the bracket.
Very good.
When the fucking game
right.
flows.
Any final comments about this?
CNBC must come to order.
Any final thoughts about, what was it again? Alpha Dog Imperial IPA from Laughing Dog Brewery in Idaho.
It has a bitching label.
Hate it.
Nancy hates it.
How can you hate anything from Idaho?
I've never had a beer that tasted like that before in my life. It's
very
unique. You
can use it
unique.
To detail the car.
Yeah.
Have you ever mixed furniture polish with club soda?
You can clean, we can clean the table afterwards if there's any left.
It's a furniture polish. It's a dessert topping.
Any last thoughts? No?
Anybody know what that reference is to?
All right.
Gil Radner.
Yeah, he said
oh,
it every
yeah,
episode.
Kind of. Right. Oh, you already got some.
All right.
You know, I've grown bored of being partners with you. I quit!
No, thanks. Let's each pick one beer that was our favorite of these four.
First one.
This
one.
And the beers were Cutlass, Amber Lager, Pepper Monkey Pale Ale, Loose Cannon Hop 3 IPA, and Alpha Dog Imperial IPA. Nancy, which was your first?
First one.
All right.
Really?
Monty, how about you?
The Powder Monkey, I thought it was kind of interesting in terms of being it wasn't too loud. Its flavor, but I prefer the louder Loose Cannon. Loose Cannon's is good.
Gail abstains.
I had the ice cream. The beer ice cream.
Was that was her favorite.
She had the Yangling. It was quite good.
Yangling.
Yangling.
So I'm going to go with the Powder Monkey. The subtle flavor and the low alcohol
good.
Content. It still managed to be an interesting beer. I really enjoyed it, and especially as we got to Loose Cannon, which was a little bit stronger and heavier with the boozy flavor, which I'm a big fan of Loose Cannon normally, but I thought the Powder Monkey was a nice mellow beer, and I think Alpha Dog took us over the edge.
Powder Monkey was nice. I'd go with Loose Cannon just because that's one of my regulars' go-to beers, but I'm going to go with the Alpha Dog just because there's a lot of different flavors in there, and it doubles as furniture polish.
It definitely is a unique flavor.
Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 55. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes and get the podcast directly from our host, cnbc.podomatic.com.
You can also find us at your favorite social media things. We're on Twitter at CNBC Podcast, Facebook.com/CNBC Podcast,
YouTube.com/CNBC Podcast, CNBC Podcast@gmail.com.
Love to hear from you on any of those things. So, Mike, you got a comment or a, what do we call that?
A quote. We call it a beer quote.
A beer quote of the week.
Do not cease to drink beer, to eat, to intoxicate thyself, to make love, and to celebrate the good days.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Drink good beer.
That was an ancient Egyptian credo.
Nice.
I like that.
Beyond the sea, she's there watching for me.
This is where we edit. La 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 la.
To her arms that go sailing. It's far.
Punching in the ovary.
Okay.
That's funny. I like that word ovary. Yeah. What was it? 6 minutes of prep?
God will lead me there soon. Beyond the shore.
This episode is going to have to never be published.